Welcome. Today we're discussing an interesting piece from MIT Technology Review about AI stereotypes and the exciting new wave of AI-driven coding. Buckle up.
Sounds fascinating. I'm always curious about how we can make AI more, well, human, you know? Less biased. So, what's the core issue with stereotypes in these models?
Exactly. The article highlights the pervasive problem of cultural biases embedded in AI models. Think about it. Most tools designed to detect these biases primarily focus on English-trained models.
Right. Which leaves a massive gap for other languages, I see.
Precisely. That's where Shades comes in. This new dataset is designed to spot harmful stereotypes and discrimination in AI chatbot responses across a wider range of languages. It's a game changer.
16 languages, 37 geopolitical regions. That's impressive coverage. So, how does this Shades dataset actually improve on existing methods?
Current methods often rely on translating from English, which can miss nuances and stereotypes specific to other languages. Shades tackles this by being built on a much more diverse linguistic foundation.
Got it. So moving on, the article also mentions a new age of coding. What's that all about?
Startups are racing to build AI models that can generate better software, and some even think this is the fastest route to artificial general intelligence. Isn't that a mind-blowing thought?
AGI? Whoa, that's a big leap. I'm a bit skeptical, but I'm also intrigued. What else caught your eye in the article?
Well, Meta launched its own standalone AI app to rival ChatGPT, apparently focused on voice conversations. And then there's the bit about OpenAI rolling back a ChatGPT update that made it a little too agreeable.
Too agreeable? Ha, as if. Like suddenly ChatGPT became everyone's yes man? That's hilarious. What were they thinking?
Apparently, users found it overly sycophantic. Oh, and something else I found interesting. Remember the ice bucket challenge? It's back.
Seriously? Wow, talk about a blast from the past. So circling back to this mind-reading segment, how accurate is that technology, really?
It's still in its early stages, but researchers are using fMRI scans and AI to reconstruct what someone is seeing or hearing based on their brain activity. It's not perfect, but it's definitely progressing.
I mean, that's still pretty wild. It raises some serious ethical questions, don't you think?
Absolutely. Privacy concerns are a major consideration with any technology that delves into our thoughts. But the potential benefits for, say, communication with locked-in patients are huge.
I see. Interesting.
And finally, we have a quote from Emily M. Bender. I'm not interested in reading something that nobody said, highlighting her refusal to use AI text generators. It's a potent reminder to be critical of AI-generated content.
Yeah, there's definitely a balance to strike between embracing these new technologies and maintaining a discerning eye.
That's a perfect note to end on. Thank you for joining us today for this insightful discussion on AI stereotypes, the future of coding, and all the latest tech news. Until next time, stay curious.
Goodbye.